This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Approach to health with a reasonable fellow named Dr. Jack Stockwell, who, along with his wife Mary, prepares podcasts every week at the Forbidden Doctor website. He's here with us every week at this time. You can check out his website every week for the new practical information that he presents. The dangers of the pill, oral contraception. Wow, a lot of women need to take note of this, Jack. People have been using this since I was, I'm trying to remember, the 70s? Does it go back to the 70s, oral contraception?
No, some of the earliest forms go back to the 50s.
Really?
Yeah, some of the experimental stuff that they were doing back then, as they were playing around with the ovaries of hamsters and guinea pigs and monkeys and pigs. trying
Think
to
of that
see,
as a concept, huh?
Well, you know, yeah, that's what they normally do. A lot of the drug testing starts out on these poor, defenseless animals and in a laboratory, and they try to find out what it does to the blood, what it does to other aspects of these animals' lives, different organal systems, including the nervous system. And then they, you know, they stick an ad in the newspaper. Hey, we need some people to test this. You might be paid a daily amount or your travel or whatever else. And people will usually line up to have their body tissues tested with these new kinds of drugs. When you can't get away from a drug for anything, drug for everything mentality, then you're the only way you can think out of your problem is another drug. You were talking about this in the previous hour.
I was, as a matter of fact. Thank you for bringing it up. This is something that is important, close to both of our hearts, your heart, my heart, and people who are listening, more importantly. Those of you who have been following this whole debacle of drugs and what's going on in our society as a result of people getting hooked on drugs, some of them prescribed by medical doctors, some of them prescribed by PhDs, who are, I don't, well, actually, unless you have an MD, you can't really prescribe, right? That's the difference between a psychologist and a psychiatrist. Psychiatrist can prescribe, psychologist can't. So if you have an MD degree and you're familiar with some of these drugs that people are getting hooked on, what's happening, the reference Jack is making, is to the fact that there are now new drugs that are supposed to counter the old drugs. And so how in the world does this make any sense to people who have any common sense? How do you counter the ill effects of bad drugs with another drug that you can get equally addicted to?
Well, you know, this weekend, this whole weekend, one of Mary's brothers was here visiting us from Manhattan. And he is a PhD in molecular biology, and his whole orientation is to develop new drugs. And because of the series of podcasts we've been doing on cancer, I had a bunch of cancer questions to ask him, because he is in the process of developing a couple of new cancer drugs. And I asked him about the side effects of some of these drugs that have a 20% effectiveness, 25% effectiveness, how much money research is spending to get 25% expanded all the way up to 30% effectiveness. And I talked to him about the side effects, and he says, oh, they're horrendous. They're absolutely horrendous. And I said, well, what's the major side effect? And he says, well, it turns the whole immune system against the body itself. Because you and I have talked about this. I know you've talked about some of the new therapies for cancer is immunotherapy, trying to turn the immune system back on to take care of the problem. Because almost everybody who lives 70 years or longer is going to have cancer 6 or 7 times in their life. And they never know it. They never know it because their immune system destroys it.
Thank God for that with me. I have a fabulous immune system, thanks in part to you, frankly.
Yes. Well, thank you. Your lifestyle is pretty good. I overdo it on the ice cream, but other than that, it's not that I don't. There's not that I don't have things that I overdo.
Yeah.
But the fact remains,
you eat too much meat.
Yeah. Well.
You do.
It depends.
Dr. Doug now practicing without a license.
It depends on what you mean.
Too much meat.
It depends on what you mean by meat. Yeah. And there probably are times when I overdo it. Heavens yes, there are times when I overdo it.
Remember we sat in the airport, the four of us? And
yes. That's enough. We don't need to go any further. I remember.
Excuse me. Okay.
Yes. All right, everybody. I had a hot dog.
Yeah,
that's
it
right.
It wasn't just any hot dog. It was like a 3-mile-long hot dog that took them a half an hour to eat.
And it was probably loaded with nitrites and all the other bad things.
It sure smelled good.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my
I could
God,
smell it when I got off the plane, and I wasn't even in the restaurant.
Yeah.
All right. But anyway, as he and I were discussing this.
So much for do as I say and not as I do.
Oh, listen, I often tell my patients when they ask me about that, my major slogan in my office is, my hypocrisy knows no bounds.
Instead of the Hippocratic oath, it's the
hypocrisy oath. No, hey, you know, you said here that you had dropped 10 pounds.
Yeah, I have.
I have dropped 22.
Yeah, good.
You will be shocked when you see
it.
And all I've done is gotten rid of the sugar.
Yeah.
Just eliminating the sugar. And so my brother-in-law admitted, he says, yes, sugar is one of the biggest problems you can possibly have with cancer.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And I said, well, why don't we hear more of that? He says, are you kidding? The cancer industry makes too much money to be telling people to stop eating sugar.
But then go back to what we were just talking about and the drugs that are being prescribed by doctors to eliminate the addiction to other drugs.
Oh, yes.
It's hello. Ding, ding.
Well, it kind of started, 3 or 4 decades ago with methadone. And they thought, well, if we give these heroin addicts methadone, then we can get them off of heroin. And methadone ended up being more addictive than the heroin did.
Yeah, it's really amazing. It really is. All right. So meanwhile, back to today's focus on the podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. This is something that you and Mary spent a lot of time on. And so what do you think the number one takeaway is from this focus on the options women have today? What have we learned since the 50s? What's safe? What is it? What are you telling people when it comes to contraception? It's a very important discussion for men and women. So what do we do to be safe?
Well, men have pushed this on to women. As though it was a woman's responsibility for these kinds of things.
Of course.
The power of the industry, the power of the male
men
image.
Men take
when it comes
no
to,
responsibility for
well,
these
that's
things.
That's it. I'll tell you what the absolute best thing, other than obviously abstinence, which is not going to happen.
No.
The best is male sterilization.
Mm-hmm.
Vasectomy.
You can't.
I
remember the first comment I got when I suggested that I was going to have a vasectomy. I had a look, and she said, "Don't do it on my account." And there were a couple of different messages that were included in that. I think.
Of course.
Being affected.
But the idea is that when you start giving, usually, and there are currently 4 generations of birth control pills. The fourth, from the first generation back when you and I were in grade school, down to the 4th generation now that have some of the most serious side effects that can possibly happen inside of a woman's body. And the gist of this whole thing, and that's what we talk about in the podcast, is the progression of these problems. What happens when you start playing around with Mother Nature? And we are hormonal human beings.
Yep.
You know, whether it's sex hormones or just the hormones that allow us to relate to another human being, the hormones that allow our body to function correctly, when you start playing around with these things, you are throwing gasoline on a fire you're trying to put out.
Yeah.
And so that's what we talk about, and we talk about alternative methods. We're not trying to promote birth control. What we're trying to promote here, and giving women that option as to what kind of a route they might want to follow, and there's much safer things than playing around with your hormones.
So the elephant in the room is, why can't there be birth control for men? Why can't there be something developed that men can take that keeps the that keeps things on the up and up? Or probably that was not a good choice of words, but just sort of, why can't we have something for both? So
well,
that the choice is made. I mean, I've got to be somebody that has figured out along the way there's a way to stop.
It's a lot easier.
Sperm.
It's a lot easier to get to the male gonads than it is the female gonads.
Well, so why isn't there something developed then?
Well, there are drugs that they played around with, yeah, with sex offenders,
yeah,
and
that's right too, yeah,
that they,
yeah,
give to a man, but it starts turning him into a woman. And that's not necessarily the direction you want to go either.
Yeah, that has to be by choice, and there's plenty of people making that choice these days.
Other than, you know, sexual orientation changes you may want to make yourself, but it's so easy to get a vasectomy. It's so easy. I mean, it's right out there on the surface anyway, and it's a tiny little cut that cuts the vas deferens that carries
like
the sperm.
Man who's had that experience.
What? No, I haven't. I do abstinence.
We have to.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
We have to remember you come from Mormon stock, though, and that probably isn't. There probably is nobody in the entire state of Utah that does that operation. By the way, when you go to Forbidden Doctor, there's a product. There are two products that the folks there have put together. Jack and Mary have come up with formulas. Ageless Thyroid at ForbiddenDoctor.com. There's a way there for you to get a free bottle of Ageless Thyroid, so check that out. And the symptom survey as well, the long life energy enzymes, and when you are in there, you can get a 10% reduction in the cost by using Doug as a code. 20 past the hour on this week's version with Jack of Good Day Health.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-707-8439. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-707-8439. 800-707-8439. That's 800-707-8439.
Now when you buy select HP printers from Staples, you can print free for life. That's right. Print up to 15 pages per month for free when you buy select HP printers from Staples. Get the confidence of never running out of ink and having to run out for more. The confidence of having ink automatically show up in your mailbox before you need it. HP ink delivered to your door. Print free for life. Staples. It's pro time. Print 15 pages per month for free. Pay as you go after that or upgrade to another plan. See staples.com/printfreeforlife for details.
47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee,
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's Gear. Great gear celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
Thank you. fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get VirtualShield.com,
the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's doctor time. This is Doug Steffen on Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who practices as a Nuka chiropractor in the Salt Lake. He's board certified, he's a GAPS practitioner. He's done a lot of things in health technology over his career, and he and his wife have established a wonderful following. Their website, something you ought to check every week. It's very helpful. There are all kinds of things. And as a result of that, we get a lot of questions that are aimed at Jack, things that reflect what's going on in the news today. And perhaps one of the questions here that's most indicative of people paying attention to this program, because I think folks who listen to Good Day Health are more than just mildly curious about what's going on in their body. I preach that. The necessary inquisitiveness that comes with you knowing what's going on in your body and it being your responsibility. Having said that, there are all kinds of things that are being presented every day. These journals are full of things. Recently, there has been a focus on what is basically these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. So I have a question from Ron, who wants to know, what do you use for osteoarthritis pain? And now that we're told that over-the-counter products like Advil and Motrin, Aleve, these sorts of things, even the prescription meds like Celebrex that you see advertised everywhere, some other Daypro, things that I can't pronounce half of these things. But the report recently was, Jack, that they can increase the risk of cardiovascular events, i.e. heart attacks, strokes, that sort of thing. If you use them for a week, you're in danger. So what the heck do you use for pain if you're not wanting to get high blood pressure or ulcers or kidney failure or whatever else is problematic? What the heck do you use?
Well, if you understand where these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs came from, they came from laboratory investigation of herbal remedies that the hill people use, that the Amazonian basin people use, to take care of these kinds of problems without any side effects. And because you cannot patent something that nature made, you've got to go into the laboratory, alter the chemical structure of that particular isolated chemical a little bit differently than it was, then you can test it, put a patent on it, and sell it. But there's always side effects that come with that. And as you said, the increase of cardiovascular events that are showing up is because even though these things, and they're not really sure how they work, even to this day, they're not really positive how an aspirin works. They just know it blocks the nerve signal.
Yeah.
And all of our sensory input, pain, aching, all hot, cold, pressure, these things all go through a particular gland called the thalamus sitting underneath the brain before that information comes into the brain, because the thalamus is sitting there like this big switchboard deciding what's important and what isn't. And somehow that information gets interrupted by using these things, but they cause an inflammatory process of their own that's kind of subclinical, an inflammatory process that doesn't hurt you in the sense of feeling pain from it, because it's blocking the pain at the same time it causes inflammation.
Wow.
And that constant state of inflammation is what's affecting the blood vessels and the ability of the body to repair and heal itself. So NSAIDs get in the way of the body healing itself. In fact, they stop healing, but the pain goes away, and that's all people care about. So we use some herbal remedies in our office. If, you know, if we go, you know, we do it, we're doing chiropractic, of course, a specialized form of
specialized
chiropractic,
form.
But we can, if you want to, we can carry this on after the break, and I'll tell you what we use.
All right. That's a good idea. Jack is aware of the clock. It's 28 past the hour, in fact.
Computer, execute 12.4P operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Night. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Mind for more focus on your body, your health. I want to talk about fake medical news in a moment. We all hear the story that claimed about fake news. You're watching CNN. You're an expert in fake news. So what about medical news? Is some of that fake as well? Jack, though, wants to congratulate and acknowledge a lady who listens to us in Santa Clarita.
Yes.
On the radio there. So she came, after listening to you on this program, she came to see you, yeah?
Yeah. Mary and I stopped by the office. We were running some errands, and she was in there seeing Jill, who is our very, very talented nutritionist.
Yep.
And she just jumped up and down. I love Doug Steffen. I love Doug Steffen. I love you guys. I love you guys. And she gave us both a big hug. And she says, I've been listening to Doug for years, and I'm so glad he's let you be on his show. And so,
what do you mean let? Jack has a, didn't we ever hear this? Jack's got a gun. The reason Jack is here is because he has a gun.
Yeah, and it's hidden in Doug's house, and he doesn't know where he's been looking for it. Right. He just knows it's there.
That's what the Forbidden Doctor website is really all about.
Yeah, but she so loves that's her sweet. Show that's that nice. She never misses it when she, you know, when possible. And she heard us, and she wanted to come and come under our care, and she flew up from Southern California.
Good. Good for her.
Yeah.
All right, that takes care of acknowledging whether people actually get what we're trying to do here. We're trying to get you to focus on yourself. Understand that there are a number of ways to treat problems that you have. There's not just one way. It isn't the traditional way. It isn't the new way. It's oftentimes a blended approach. But it's hard sometimes for people to grasp that, Jack, because there's so much misinformation. And I use the term fake news because it's so prominent now. Everybody's talking about how much fake news there is. So have you taken the trouble or the time to analyze what there is in the world of medicine, the news that comes out of some of the journals, some of the things that are touted by various news media that really aren't true? Is there a really super example these days about fake medical news?
I don't know that in a peer-reviewed journal you're going to find something fake. But you can find something that unless you read through the entire study yourself and learn what really took place and how they really did it and what the numbers mean. There are studies out there in a peer-reviewed journal that was done with two or three people. And because one person responded favorably, they'll say 33% improvement using this particular modality. And another thing you want to look at is who paid for the study.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of these medical studies are not free time done by a well-wishing altruistic researcher. They're being paid heavy to do this stuff through grants from the NIH that has a tremendous influence from the pharmaceutical industry. And there's a lot of things that should be researched in the natural market, but they will not fund it. They will not fund research for what I do. They will not fund it with what natural paths do.
There's no money in it.
Well, they don't want something getting into the news that says, wait a second, maybe we don't need these drugs. Maybe you should do this instead because here's a study of 25,000 people. Just like that recent vaccination study that was done of 666 kids that showed that those that were vaccinated were sicker and more prone to chronic disease problems than the kids who weren't vaccinated. And that's the first time that has ever showed up in a peer-reviewed journal.
One of the things I was just talking about, if you're just joining us, in terms of you're becoming immunized, you get bee stings through your life, get mosquito bites, you get access and exposure to things that are in the universe, that are in the atmosphere, and that's how you build up an immunity. And supposedly, a lot of the shots that you get are going to help you. Like when I was a kid, I got a polio shot. You did too. And that was the first time I think there was any real strong focus on vaccines because polio was a horrible, crippling disease that was affecting millions of people worldwide. So when Jonas Salk came up in the 50s with the Salk vaccine against polio, everybody stood in line. They wanted that shot. And there are probably four or five other things that have had that kind of impact. But now we're getting so many shots for so many different things, and there aren't good research.
This is a good point you're bringing up, because at the time the Salk vaccine came out, polio was already 94% eradicated. They found out what caused the problem. Mm-hmm. People started cleaning up the swimming pools and the little lakes and ponds that these kids were swimming in where they were getting this problem. But the scarlet fever that was just terrible at the beginning of the last century went away without any kinds of vaccines. Mm-hmm. And at the time Salk did his work, it was considered ridiculous that the body could possibly attack itself. That was the craziest idea that they ever thought of. Mm-hmm. Now there are 88 confirmed, studied autoimmune diseases. That long ago, they didn't believe that it was even possible for the body to attack itself. Now it's everywhere.
Some of these vaccines are aimed at eradicating that stuff, but they're not using the correct formulas, and there's too much of it, too many questions, and now you have so many children with so many problems. When we were growing up, we didn't have, and people say, it's because you didn't recognize it. No. I think there were real problems, but there are problems that have been, there's so much stuff now available on a lot of the, whether it's a Facebook kind of website or some of the specifics with regard to vaccines. If you're a parent or a parent-to-be, you really need to educate yourself as to what vaccines are necessary and which ones aren't, so your child doesn't come up as a ward of the state or a ward of yours because they have autism or ADHD or something that's worse than that, which is something that could come out of this.
Yeah, look at cancer. It is now the number one cause of death of children up to 15 years old. Mm-hmm. Cancer!
Mm. Yeah. Look at what's in the environment around us. Good Lord. Yeah. All right. Now, speaking of things that are wrong with you, if you haven't taken advantage of Jack's symptom survey at forbiddendoctor.com, you'll see right there on the website a symptom survey. Now, what that is there for is so you can go through the symptom survey, tell Jack and his staff what's going on with you. They'll examine it. They'll let you know what they think. They'll have a consultation with you and give you some ways in a homeopathic way to get around it or an all-natural way to get around what the problem is. I have a whole page of things after I did my symptom survey that Jack came up with and his staff of things I needed to do to supplement, literally and figuratively, that which I'm putting into my body every day. I try to eat the right foods most of the time. Every once in a while I get overcome by a great dish of ice cream or some. I had some banana bread yesterday. Oh, my God. It was fabulous.
That stuff is perfectly okay, including the ice cream, if you have it every now and then. It's
yeah,
the people where this is their main staple
yeah.
that you see these problems taking place. Jill, our nutritionist, just texted me and said, autoimmune diseases now affect more people than cancer, diabetes, and heart disease combined.
And yet the major drug companies and the major universities don't want to hear this. They do not. They keep discrediting the people. And you and Jack have had this. You and Ken have had this conversation and debate. You've debated it with other people who have been on this program, and they always it's frustrating because you want to believe that the work's being done for the right reason and it's going to give you the right information. But I go back to fake news in the medical world. We're all concerned about fake news, and a lot of these fakers that are disseminating information, especially about vaccines, are misleading you. Up there, you need some of them, but you sure as heck don't need them all.
Well, and most people, including you and I and the listening audience and Kara, do not believe that an industry could be so rotten in the depths of its core that it could actually trade children's lives and health for the bottom line.
We
can't believe that kind of evil exists.
Get real.
Even though antibiotics, when they first came out, all those guys in World War II and all those guys and girls in the Korean conflict, penicillin saved hundreds of thousands, if not millions of lives. But now we have traded those infectious diseases for chronic diseases because of our chronic dependence upon antibiotics and other kinds of injectables into the body, that we're to a point now, I think another generation or two, the rapid increase of autism and the rapid increase of infertility, we don't have to worry about the end of the world. We're going to do it ourselves to
ourselves. Exactly.
Yeah.
You got to have muscle. The older you get, the more muscle you need, men and women. You need to build up your strength. You need to build up your musculature. You need to be strong. And that is external as well as internal. The gut, the things that you get, Jack promotes the long life energy enzymes on his ForbiddenDoctor.com. He and Mary put together this fabulous combination of things that will affect the health of your gut. You need probiotics in there. You need things that'll give you the ability to digest the food, the good food that you're eating, and that comes from enzymes. And these long life energy enzymes you can get at ForbiddenDoctor.com are fabulous. I take them every single day, as well as I take the Ageless Thyroid. Although
yes.
I don't really know that I need the thyroid stuff, but thyroid.
The older we get, the less active, the less productive the thyroid gland becomes. And if you want to maintain various processes in the body right up until the last day in your 90s,
this is the product for you.
You got to find something also that makes exercise fun. You like to jump rope. You like to go riding a bike. You like to wrestle. You like to lift weights. Whatever it is that you do, every single day you are nuts if you're not getting a lot of physical exercise, especially as you age. All right, we'll pause for a moment here and continue on. Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is here with us on Good Day Health.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
This report is brought to you by the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization. When a person is facing the difficult challenges that come with advanced illness, their pets can play a critical role in providing comfort in their final moments. Unfortunately, as families deal with the grief of illness and the loss of a loved one, those beloved pets may be overlooked or treated as an afterthought. Pet Peace of Mind is an organization that helps hospice and palliative care patients keep and care for their pets. Dr. Mia Carey, veterinarian and Pet Peace of Mind board member.
For many of us, our pets are like members of the family. In difficult times, a pet can provide the same sense of comfort and calm that a human family member might. When a patient begins hospice or palliative care, it can be challenging to make sure all of their pet's needs are met. Pet Peace of Mind allows patients to make their end-of-life journey gracefully with their loving pets right by their side.
For more information or to make a donation, please visit petpeaceofmind.org.
All right, 47 at the hour. Dr. Jack Stockwell here. The focus on the news, one of the most troubling fake news stories from the world of medicine that I have seen are the reports on how good artificial sweeteners were going to be. This was before the age where we identified fake news as fake news, even though these people are a bunch of fakers. Now, these sweeteners are linked to a lot of health issues that people have. I don't even know why this stuff's still on the market. You know, the government's supposed to, with the FDA and all those fakers, you're talking about fakers, they're supposed to be protecting you. The food, what was that? What's the law that's passed that's going to raise hell with all of the production of food in our country? Unnecessary Food Safety Enhancement Act. That was
yes.
It.
Yeah.
And they, all they're working on are the things that American family farmers are trying to grow. And where the hell is their supervision when it comes to things like artificial sweeteners, Jack?
Well, you have, I'm afraid to say this, but you already know it. You have a Congress that has been bought and paid for 10 times over.
Yep. So I'm quite afraid to say that. It's true.
Well, you know, maybe I was trying to make it more dramatic than it may sound.
Okay.
But our own Orrin Hatch, who in the Senate, the longest serving member of the Senate here from Utah, when he ran for election last time, a few years ago, the top 10 contributors to his campaign reelection funds do not do a drop of business in Utah.
Really?
And that's not just him. I only know that because I watched him, what was going on, because I was doing my daily radio show. But is he the only one in this country that we can say that about?
Pretty amazing.
I think the members of Congress should be wearing NASCAR jackets that have all the names of the contributors.
Just
they
like
show up on TV so
everybody,
you know who owns them.
Yep. All right, Jack, thank you. And this portion of the program is 10 before the hour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here at 73 past the hour?
I don't think so.
73 degrees in the studio where I am, but it's 53 past the hour. Jack visits from his perch as a NUCA board-certified chiropractor. He's a GAPS practitioner studying, that is, your gut. That's what a GAPS practitioner does. And so his focus is on the sorts of things that are natural, that are healthy, keeping a focus on our body. So when you hear his voice, you're going to think, what the hell happened to Jack? He's supposed to be a healthy guy. What's his problem?
Well, I had sinus surgery a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I have Medicare and all of the money I paid into it for 50 years, I decided, you know, I want to get some of that money back in case it disappears. However, I needed to have a couple of dental implants done. And when the dental surgeon was looking at where, you know, how to do this, and he didn't like the pictures. And he said, you need to go talk to an ENT, the ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to one and struck up a wonderful friendship. I mean, this is a Western medicine trained fellow who was open to everything that I had to talk about, even in the fact of not having to do antibiotics initially. And he said, yeah, he says, I can't believe you are sitting here with your, not having your head buried in your hands from pain. He said, you ought to be going nuts with this. But he said, look at it. And I saw the CT scan, and I see MRIs, CT scans, x-rays all day long. I know how to look. I know how to read these things.
And my maxillary sinuses were completely filled with fluid. And yes. it was moving up into my ethmoid sinus, which is right underneath the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, this isn't something that you play around with or you put off any longer. And so we decided to do the surgery. Then they had to, I was under for a couple hours because he said, well, I don't know how many times they say things like this, but he said, this is one of the worst cases I have ever seen.
Well, I'm going to add to that, and to underscore for people listening, your sinuses are nothing for you to fool around with. And
no.
I'll tell you why Jack will continue with his story, his sinus story, as we continue here.
I'm Nicole Feliciano, CEO of Mom Trends, and I've got three tips for having a great summer with your family. First, let's talk about meal prep. With Smithfield brand marinated fresh pork, meal prep is hassle-free. Find it in the refrigerated section, and it is super easy to get on the table. It's pre-seasoned. To get inspired with different options for what's available and recipes, head to SmithfieldRealFlavorRealFast.com. When it comes to pizza night, we really rely on the Virtuoso Classic Crust Pizza. It comes in a variety of toppings, super tasty, and to find out where it's available in a store near you, head to their website. When it comes to tackling laundry, what you're going to do is add in the Clorox 2 Stain Remover and Color Booster with your favorite detergent. You're going to get 4 times the stain removing power and twice as bright laundry in no time at all. So that's a quick laundry hack for you as well. For more tips, head over to momtrends.com.
All right, so the sinus and your focus on your sinus, you get a sinus infection, believe me, it's nothing to mess with. You ever talk to an ear, nose, and throat guy? I was in, and this was not coincidental at all, Jack. On Friday of last week, I went to see an ear, nose, and throat guy because I had blood coming out of my ear. And I'm trying to figure out what the heck that blood is. And turned out that I had a bug bite in my ear, probably in some field somewhere on the farm. Bug gets in there and sticks and, you know, chews a little bit on your inner ear and then goes someplace and you get a little bit of a discharge, but it cleared off, and he said, stop using Q-tips to clean out your ear. Well, that's nothing new. But in the interim, when you go to an ear, nose, and throat guy, I don't know if this is your experience or not, they automatically, as a matter, and I saw this guy last year for something else. Oh, I know, I had a bloody nose, and he cauterized it. But they take a little swab, and they stick it in your nose to numb the surface, and then they take this god-awful, it looks like a 6-foot black tube and stick it down your nose, down your throat. You had that experience too when they were examining you?
They're a little more advanced than that now. And that 6-foot long black tube was about 3 or 4 inches long. And it forced my nose open for the draining. But I started with an infection too.
Yeah.
That's what he said. He said I had a root canal that went bad that penetrated the membrane.
It comes
from
the gums and the teeth. You're right.
Absolutely.
I had that experience about 10 years ago. I had a bad impacted tooth. The dentist takes the tooth out. There's a little cyst in there. And he said another 3 weeks, that thing cooking in there, you'd have been gonzo, right to your brain.
Yeah, that's how serious this stuff is.
Yeah,
and so that's why I finally decided I don't care how I'm going to sound on Doug's show. I'm sure Doug loves me enough.
I love you, Jack, and you sound just fine. I don't know what anybody's going to be concerned about.
Yeah, but every day for young world, it's going to feel better. No, I feel great because I can breathe through my nose.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here, featured at 59 past the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.